Welcome to the October 16th Mesa City Council meeting. All of our council members are present. We're going to begin our meeting with an invocation offered by Reverend Bob Syke with the Episcopal Church of the Transfiguration. Following the invocation, we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by two teams of brothers that we're excited to have here. That's John and Ryan Falduto and Christian Wells and Bridger Bryan. So we'll invite them to come up immediately after the opening prayer. Reverend Syke, please come forward. I'd invite everyone to stand and please remain standing for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Gracious Lord, we are thankful for the many blessings you have given to the city of Mesa. This evening we pray for peace in this city and throughout the world. We thank you for the work of all those who are involved in governing and managing this city. We ask you especially to protect the first responders who put their lives in danger for our security. Send your spirit to guide the deliberations of this council. May they listen with open minds and appreciate the value of each person. May everyone here be filled with wisdom, charity, and justice so that they may faithfully serve the well-being of all. We ask for all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Step right up to the mic, guys. All right. Thank you very much.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. That might be a new record for number of scouts that led us in the pledge. We appreciate that. The first item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. So I'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Knights of Columbus, one-day religious event, Saturday, November 4th, All Saints Roman Catholic Parish, 1534 North Recker Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Knights of Columbus, one-day religious event, Saturday, December 2nd, All Saints Roman Catholic Parish, 1534 North Recker Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for a cappella one-day charitable event, Saturday, October 28th, Apache Wells Community Center, 2215 North 56th Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Venture Out Social Club, one-day fraternal event, Saturday, November 18th, Venture Out RV Resort, 5001 East Main Street. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Venture Out Social Club, one-day fraternal event, Monday, January 15th, Venture Out RV Resort, 5001 East Main Street. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Venture Out Social Club, one-day fraternal event, Saturday, March 10th, Venture Out RV Resort, 5001 East Main Street. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Main Street Billiard, 1749 West Main Street. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for Beast of Bourbon Bar and Grill, 2235 South Power Road. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal contract for street sweeper brooms for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4B, act on three-year term contract for contractor building maintenance services as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4C, act on one-year renewal contract for ID badging supplies for the Police Department. Item 4D, act on one-year renewal contract for police service dogs for the Police Department Canine Unit. Item 4E, act on one-year term contract for Randox drug screening and testing supplies for the Police Department. Item 4F, act on three-year term contract for trauma kits for the Police Department. Item 4G, act on one-year renewal contract for magnesium anodes for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4H, act on one-year renewal contract for splicer kits, gel caps, and related components for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase replacement, upgrade, wireless access points for wireless network connectivity for the Information Technology Department. Item 4J, act on 8-month term contract for short-line pavement marking services for the Transportation Department. Item 4K, act on 3-year term contract for slurry seal sand for the Transportation Department. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a First Amendment to the intergovernmental agreement with the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community and any subsequent amendments for the receipt and distribution of additional Proposition 202 funds received during the city's 2017-2018 fiscal year to be used for city services or passed through to local agency programs. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a lease agreement with East Valley Adult Resources Incorporated for a portion of the property and improvements at the Mesa Senior Center located at 247 North McDonald. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a lease agreement with Oakwood Creative Care Incorporated for a portion of the property and improvements at the Mesa Senior Center located at 247 North McDonald. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into task force agreements with the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Forces to accept funds from the U.S. Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration during the federal fiscal year from October 1st, 2017 to September 30th, 2018 for overtime for Mesa Police Department personnel. Item 5E, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant agreement with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety DUI Abatement Council to accept grant funds to be used by the Police Department's Traffic Division for overtime and employee-related expenses to enhance DUI enforcement throughout the city of Mesa. Item 5F, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds for equipment, training, and planning for the Fire Medical Department's Rapid Response Team. Item 5G, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds for medical supplies and equipment for the Fire and Medical Department's Metropolitan Medical Response System Program. Item 5H, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a project agreement with the Maricopa Association of Governments to be eligible for reimbursement through the Arterial Life Cycle Program for the Southern Avenue and Stapley Drive Intersection Improvement Project. Item 5I, act on resolution extinguishing a 20-foot easement for public utilities located at 2345 South Alma School Road and on Tract E and Lots 9 through 14 of the final plat of Medina Court. The property owners made the request for public utilities to accommodate development of the final plat of Medina Court subdivision. Item 5J, act on resolution vacating a portion of right-of-way in the 1100 block of North Ellsworth Road. The property owner made the request to accommodate the proposed development of a storage facility. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00184, the 1 to 100 block of South Pomeroy, located west of Mesa Drive, south of Main Street. This is a rezone to allow for development of a mixed-use project to include residential and commercial land uses with a parking structure. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00040, the 100 through 200 blocks of South 70th Street on the west side. This is located east of Power Road and north of Broadway Road. Council use permit to convert a former nursing home to an inpatient detox and substance abuse treatment facility. Item 7A, act on ordinance regarding ZON 17-00047, the 7200 through 7400 blocks of East Ray Road, located east of Power Road on the north side of Ray Road. Council use permit and site plan review to allow development of a large format retail warehouse building. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you very much. Mr. Christopher, Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak on any items on the consent agenda? Okay. If that's the case, Council, there is a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please vote. My pad seems to not be registering. But The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is item 8. That's to conduct a hearing. So item 8 is a hearing and a resolution for the assessment as part of the Haas Road improvements. First is the public hearing on the assessments for these improvements, which are located on Haas Road from Desert Lane to approximately 900 feet south of Baseline Road. The improvements include asphalt pavement, curb and gutter, sidewalk, landscaping, and pavement markings. I declare the public hearing open. Ms. Mickelson, has anyone requested to speak on this item? Do any council members wish to address this item? Hearing none, I declare the public hearing closed. Item 8B on our agenda is to vote on this item. This is a resolution approving the assessment for the Haas Road improvements. Is there a motion to approve this item? Thank you. Mr. Luna has made that motion, seconded by Mr. Glover. Council, please vote. The vote is unanimous. The next item on our agenda is item 9, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, has anyone requested to speak? If that's the case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Is there a second? Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.